at yourself honestly and critically. Be curious and question whether you have difficulty seeing yourself as you really are, as a person who may have problems, who may cause problems, or who may be failing. It may not be a pretty sight, but if it's true, you need to know it. It's much better to know the truth than to preserve your comfort with an illusion that keeps you stuck in unreality. When you quit putting up defenses against the truth, you enable yourself to take charge of your own world. At this point, we have shown what distorted thinking can do to our minds. Sometimes it causes them to be so negative they discourage our ownership and risk-taking. At other times, distorted thinking can cause our minds to be so unrealistically positive that they protect us from culpability and accountability. Sometimes they do both at the same time. However, there are very workable solutions to negative thinking that will make a positive difference in the way you live your life. Steps to thinking better. You need your mind. To reach your potential, to achieve your goals and dreams, whether they be about career, love, family, habits, or spiritual growth, you need your mind to be your ally and friend, not an obstacle. A mind plagued with excuses, negativity, passive discouragement, and similar contamination is like an engine full of sludge. It will not get you where you want to go. So we want to show you some of the best steps you can take to revive your thinker and make it help rather than hinder your efforts to be more successful. Step number one, commit yourself to raw reality. Reality may not be pleasant, but no problem was ever solved, no goal ever reached without looking at the situation squarely with no editing or reframing. Don't be afraid to say, I need to know what is true, not what I hope is true. That is your sure path. Look for raw, unvarnished reality, not the prepackaged, politically acceptable type. Suppose you had extensive diagnostic testing, and the test showed clearly that you need heart bypass surgery. That's a big deal. You see your doctor for his recommendation, and he says, the surgery route just seems so serious and harsh. Why don't you take a couple of aspirin and get a good night's sleep instead? The good doctor is trying to save you from discomfort. The simple prescription he offers is certainly a very pleasant alternative to surgery, but there are two major problems with it. It wouldn't address the true reality, and it wouldn't get you the outcome you wanted. Remember that accepting reality is like a reset button for rebooting your computer. It gives you a fresh start. When facing any problem or goal, always ask yourself, what is real and true here? What is my thinking missing?